This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
But stories come to me when I'm alone in bed. You never call me, write your letters all the time. I see your signature whenever I get out of line. A shocking twist of undecided energy. A mix up on betwixt and apprehensive you and me. You never call me, write your stories all the time. You never call me, write your stories all the time. I never knew if I could count on you. But at least I always knew that you'd tell your truth. I could get smart, but it never get used. One that never gets as confused as you. Cream of the crop, no time is lost. My best, it's yours, you'll take the lot. We can exist while I persist. You can be all you can be if you think I would limit it. Even if I gave you everything, it would never be enough. It would never be enough. So why do I stay up at 3 a.m. thinking I should bring you lunch?
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. That has been the case since the beginning of the show. Remember, we used to do this show where we would have different hosts, but man, does that seem like a whirlwind ago? But anyways, how are you? Today is Friday, May the 10th. Of 2024, day 131st of the year, and only 235 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over the
radio.
Yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big. Yeah, you can get them. Yeah, you can get to them real easily. RadioBig.fm. That is the easiest way to take a gander over there. You know, as we hang out on RadioBig.fm or Radio Big, however you want to call it, it's a 3-hour show over there. You know, so we do this first hour, and then we have an hour two and three. On Safety FM, we are not picked up for hour two and three because it mostly focuses on music, and that's fine. Because directly after this show, if you haven't been here before, if you're on the Safety FM side of the house, Sheldon Primus comes in and does the world of safety consulting. So it's a good time. I mean, it's a good time, whatever the hell you want to do, being inside of these networks. So we have some fun. We have some fun for sure as we are doing our thing. So let's talk about Friday, because Friday is the day that we are hanging out in right now. And we do something called Free Form Friday. So what does that mean? Well, I get to play catch up with all the shit that I didn't get to talk about earlier in the week. That's kind of the fun part. Now, here's the gig. If you were not here yesterday, because I wasn't here, because I was not here. I had to do a quick turnaround down to good old Houston. Yeah, I was at good old Houston yesterday. Yeah, it was a day in, day out type of thing. But hey, it was fun times. Definitely a fun time as we were doing our stuff. But here's the gig. So as we're going to play catch up today, that's going to be the fun part. If you want to interact with the show, easy process to do so. Callinradio.com, video chat, audio chat, and, you know, text messaging, our preferred method of stuff. So you can do it all there hanging out, doing our thing. So, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about everything that is going on inside of the world as we talk about the trends of the ends of the ends.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look around, let's see what we're going to have today. FTX customers aren't thrilled with the proposed payback program, and college students express a disdain for noisy activities. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Andy Cohen and John Mayer are just friends, and Alec Baldwin wants his manslaughter charge tossed out the window. And will Pope Francis appear on Sister Act 3? I didn't even know there was going to be a Sister Act 3. Kris Jenner drops a bomb and a sneak peek of the upcoming season of The Kardashians. Why did that even make the list? Also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle take their show on the road. Yeah, on the road again. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about if you care, if you want to know, if it, knowing is important to you. Now you know, and now I know, and we all know together. Hey, I'm just saying. I am just saying. So, like I said, freeform. We're going to talk a little bit about everything. I have some newscasters waiting at the moment that want to tell you about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news. So, why don't we do that right now?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will stand alone if the US halts arms shipments. It follows an American warning that some weapons supplies could be stopped if Israel launches a full-scale invasion of Rafah in Gaza. The United Nations warns food and fuel are already running out for the more than 1 million sheltering in the city. The UK's opposition Labour Party says it would use counter-terror powers to disrupt people smuggling gangs facilitating small boat crossings. Labour leader Keir Starmer says it would be paid for by scrapping the government's Rwanda migration scheme. He's setting out plans to reduce illegal migration to the UK if he wins the next election. But migration expert Zoe Gardner believes it won't work.
There's always going to be another smuggler as long as there's a refugee and a closed border. So what is the solution that Keir Starmer's Labour is going to offer to those refugees?
Adult film star Stormy Daniels has defended her claims of sleeping with Donald Trump, testifying at his trial in New York. The former president denies the affair and has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records. Daniels was on the witness stand for around 7 hours. Sally Patterson reports from the courthouse in Manhattan.
What we saw from Stormy Daniels just before her testimony came to an end was an opportunity by the prosecution to once again question her. And that was really designed to pick up some of those threads after a quite aggressive cross-examination from the defence. Now, what the prosecution asked Daniels was really about this idea that she had made money and made publicity for herself out of this alleged affair with Donald Trump, because the defense had gone quite hard at this idea that Daniels had only really talked about this story in order to make money and make a name for herself out of this story about having sexual relations with Trump himself.
India's confirmed all security troops stationed in the Maldives have left and been replaced by civilian personnel. The new Maldives government that came to power on a pro-China stance last year had asked India to repatriate troops by the end of the week. The move comes as the Maldives foreign minister held talks with his Indian counterpart in New Delhi. Priyata Brajabasi reports.
In a veiled reference to Maldives' pro-China policy shift, India's Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar told his Maldivian counterpart that the development of bilateral ties is based on mutual interests and reciprocal sensitivity. Dr. Jaishankar and Musa Zamir met in New Delhi on Thursday, after which India confirmed all military personnel stationed in Maldives to operate two helicopters and a Dornier aircraft have left the island nation. Experts say Zamir's visit was an indication that Maldives wants to mend ties with India. Bilateral relations soured after President Mizu came to power promising to scale back ties with traditional ally India.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, an on-scene report from a frontline NATO state that is conducting military exercises with the US and other allies this week to prepare for any possible Russian aggression. The exercises are taking place in Poland amid growing fears about Vladimir Putin's long-term territorial aspirations. Last week, French President Emmanuel Macron warned that Europe is facing a possible mortal threat from Russia. Reporter Bronwyn Weatherby with the UK's LBC has spent the week with British troops joining the exercises near the Polish village of Drasko-Promorsky.
Sometimes in dense woodland, they'll be using guns, warrior vehicles, Challenger 2 tanks, army dogs and UAS system drones to test their mettle as those who will be Europe's first line of defence should a NATO ally be invaded. Lieutenant Colonel Ed Wilcox, commander of the 1st Battalion Royal Welsh, told me what's already been achieved is hugely significant.
Our current boss, the Chief of the General Staff, fired the starting gun on something he called Op-Mobilise, which was really a renewed level of ambition for readiness. And I think in managing to put a brigade combat team in the field in Eastern Europe, that's not something many peer nations can actually manage.
The exercises are designed to send a signal to the Kremlin, but come even as some European lawmakers are expressing concern about NATO's state of readiness to deal with any attempt by Russia to attack a member state. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will stand alone if the US halts more arms shipments. The UK's opposition Labour says it would use counter-terror powers to disrupt people smuggling gangs facilitating small boat crossings. Adult star Stormy Daniels has defended claims of sleeping with Donald Trump at his trial in New York. And India's confirmed all its security troops stationed in the Maldives have left. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
This is your safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is your safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
There you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. Yeah, it's so lovely on a Friday when we get to hang out and do our thing, especially when you start thinking that it's Freeform Friday. By the way, you know, there is some video component to this thing that people like to watch, and I don't know why. I get so confused by it. So we're on the socials and all that stuff. But if you go to our website, safetyfm.com, and click on the section that says, what does it even say? I think it's, I'm so lost. Once you actually get there, all you do is you click on live radio is what I think the section actually lists as. And then once you, visual radio, that's what it is. You click on visual radio at the very top. I can't even think. Visual radio, and ta-da! As long as we're doing something live that has video to it, the thing will pop up and you'll get to see everything there. Yeah, more power to you. You know, I'm more of the app guy. Let's go to the app. Let's hang out on the app. You don't need to see me. Shit, I can't see you. It's not fair. That's a one-way street, my friend. Anyway, so let's get into the shit list real quick because I think this is going to be important. The FTX payback plan proposed to exchange new leadership will face a vote of by 1,600 claimants who have organized as a block to approve the plan. Two leaders of block have publicly called the claimants to reject it, even though the recipients would be paid back about 118% of the money that they lost, calling it an insult to creditors. Greedy? Well, in fact, the proposed plan would prioritize repayment of FTX customers over major creditors, which almost is unheard of in bankruptcy as claimants being paid back for the whole plus interest. Though the IRS would get an upfront $200 million payment, but those customers do have the right to push for more on the grounds that Bitcoin has risen in value from a value of about $16,000 when it collapsed to over $60,000 today. So think about that. Is it greedy? I don't know. Also, they built customers here, but the terms of the agreements that would leave FTX with the legal rights to appoint a new board that rejects the payback plan even as the court approves it. In other words, it is still a mess. The good news, there are assets to make people whole. Now it comes down to get those who get what will they get and when will they get it. It's all depending on the individual definition of whole. And I'm talking about W-H-O-L-E, not the definition of H-O-L-E. So don't forget the W. because the W seems like the important portion of the whole thing. So confetti flags for you, my friends. Anyways, this is coming to you via Wired in regards to who's saying that that's going down. So what do you think? So if you had invested into FTX, they told you they're going to give you 118% of what you had. Or, you know, they're not going to give you the full bore of what you thought was being made at the time. Are you okay with that? Because look, the other side here at this particular moment in time is you were going to get 0.0. Yeah, 0.0. That's an important number to think about. So there you go. The options is nothing or you get something. I'll go with the something. I'm just saying. So anyways, while activist students make a lot of news on college campuses to express their support for Hamas against Israel, most of their peers would like them to pipe down. Yeah, but 81%, most students want those who participated in property destruction or participation in encampments on university properties to be punished. 2/3 of the occupational tactics are unacceptable, and nearly 60% say that activists should have followed orders from the university to disperse. Almost all respondents, 90%, said that Jewish and pro-Israel students should not be blocked from attending class or excluded from any area campuses. This is according to Axios. So what do you think about this mess? Because listen, this is not going to go away from the news. I mean, let's just talk about this. I mean, this is going to be a hot minute in regards to talking about this. Do you remember when we used to talk about Portland almost every day? Do you remember those days? The Portland, there was a section of Portland that had started their own town, and you know, they had their own rules and all that bullshit. Do you remember this? Because I do. Because we talked about it so often. And I think that this right here is going to be one of these conversations that's going to be ongoing. So what has happened over the last little bit, I think we have forgotten what is the reasoning behind all this, opposed to it becoming something entirely different. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, getting a little wild this morning in regards to what I'm thinking. But you tell me.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Federal prosecutors have announced charges against 4 flight attendants working for Delta Airlines who smuggled more than $8 million in laundered drug money from New York to the Dominican Republic between 2015 and 2023. The staff used special screening process called known crew member that doesn't x-ray their bags to ferry the cash without further scrutiny from security officials at New York JFK. All 4 ranging in age between 24 to 42 and were arrested on Tuesday. No word yet on the court dates. This is according to NBC News. Now, here's my question. So, if you've ever hung out at TSA at the TSA line, definitely the pre-check line, you'll notice that on the left-hand side, normally, they have that known crew member thing. I mean, I've seen it a few times. And I look at it and I kind of chuckle because I go, okay, they just go straight through. And they will, you know, they will jump right in front of your ass in regards of getting through. And that's not a problem. Hey, I mean, I get it. But I look at this now and I go, okay, so if the screening process is so special, how in the hell did somebody find out that they had done this from 2015 to 2023? And how in the hell did somebody figure out that it was $8 million? No, like, serious. Is this like a sting operation? And I'm talking about a sting operation. And how long have they, whoever that magical they is, known that this was taking place? Because I'm always curious about that. So there you go. Anyways, a 34-year-old woman spent last year living in a small nook behind a sign of a Michigan Family Fair supermarket store. Yeah, contractors working on the store discovered the hovel after following an extension cord into the space accessed through a small 3x4 door entrance. Inside, the woman had a desk, clothing, food, and even a printer and a houseplant. Locals have called the woman the rooftop ninja. for keeping up the scheme for so long. Police say that the woman voluntarily left as soon as they arrived to investigate, but turned down offers to be connected to public housing resources. The store is being a good sport in helping the woman recover the items that she left behind. No charges are expected to be filed. This is according to USA Today. So how long did she do this for? I mean, how come we know that the $8 million thing from 25 to 23, but we can't figure out how long this lady was living in this 3x4, you know, this 3x4 entrance door? I mean, I'm just asking because I would love to hear more. That's for sure. So there you go. Anyways, days after Miss USA resigned her crown, Miss Teen USA has also quit. So Uma Sofia and Noella Voigt. Well, Voigt said that her reasoning was due to mental health. The other one, Uma Sofia, says that her decision is because of personal values no longer fully being aligned with the direction of the organization. Voigt, who was crowned last September, is the first holder in the pageant's 72 history to voluntarily step down. Worth noting, Miss USA social media manager Claudia Michelle stepped down from her position on May the 3rd, citing workplace toxicity and bullying from the current management. Insiders told New York Post that all three women decided to quit together and strategically timed their resignation. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. Interesting times. Anyways, take a listen to this. Hailey Bieber is going to be a mom. The model is a little over 6 months pregnant with her and her husband, Justin Bieber's first child. The couple announced the news on Thursday on Instagram. By the way, she's 27 and Bieber is 30. If that's important to you. So there you go. Also, director Sam Raimi's wife, Gillian Green, has filed for divorce after 30 years of marriage. According to the filing, they cited irreconcilable differences as the reason of the split. No mention of a prenup. Irreconcilable differences. I always wonder what that means. Like, really, how do you get to that point in life? You know, it's irreconcilable. That's it. There's nothing else more to say. I'm just wondering. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. The Dow increased by 331 points to close at 39,387 on Thursday. The S&P increased to 26 points by 26 points to close at 5,214. And the NASDAQ increased to 43 points to close at 16,346. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $84 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.64 on Thursday, and Bitcoin ticked up on the day about 2%, trading around 62,500. There was more than 5,630 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and about 160 such cancellations. I was actually early last night. I was kind of shocked. We were there like 15, 20 minutes before we were supposed to land. I was like really impressed. I was like, good. I know I have to wake up early for this show. But now I'm going to get some extra time. Also, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $331 million jackpot or $153.1 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $36 million jackpot or a $16.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. So let's talk about this because there was some info that I talked about. Andy Cohen and John Mayer are close, but not that close. Cohen discussed the longtime friendship with Mayer, telling The Hollywood Reporter that despite their shared affection for one another, there is nothing going on under the sheets. Speculation about the two started last year after Cohen told Howard Stern that the two are in love with each other. He later followed it up by swearing on his children's lives that nothing sexual has ever happened between them. So there you go. Let's talk about this one too, because we talked about this earlier in the week, which I thought was an interesting one. One day after Drake's security guard was shot by a drive-by shooting, a guy was arrested for trying to get into his Toronto mansion. According to the Toronto police, the person was apprehended under the Mental Health Act. It is not known if the rapper was home at the time. Also, as for the shooting, still no word on the suspect's motive. This is according to Page Six. So there you go. So I don't know. Some stuff to think about. Let's talk about this one because I referenced it at the very beginning as well. Alec Baldwin is once again asking for the judges to throw out the involuntary manslaughter charges against him. His defense team claims that due to the lack of awareness of any level of the risk that the gun was loaded with live ammunition, he is innocent as a matter of law. This, of course, all stems from the fatal onset shooting at Russ and shooting of Russ cinematographer Halle Hutchins. You know, a decision will be made by the court on May the 17th. Should there not be a dismissal, Baldwin will stand trial starting in July. This is according to Deadline. So there you go. Let's talk about this because this one's going to be interesting. Travis Kelce isn't sure why actress Gina Kramer is talking about him on her podcast, Wind Down, even going as far as saying that he doesn't even know who she is. Insider told TMZ that the tight end, taken aback by her comments about how he's always drunk and thinks that she is only talking about him for clout chase. There was no comment on his relationship with Taylor Swift, however, which Kramer said is all for PR purposes. I've heard this before. I've heard this whole thing about PR purposes and, you know, NFL and all this tie-in and weird stuff. I think things get weird sometimes. I mean, has it been a benefit to the NFL for Taylor Swift to be involved? Sure it has. But, you know, there's so many different things. Who knows? I mean, who knows? Who truly knows anything about this stuff? And do you care? Why are we talking about this on this damn show? I mean, I don't get it. We're talking about this here, about things that are going on in the NFL. I'm very confused lately on how the world is when it comes to some of this weird stuff. I mean, is it important? I don't know. You have to tell me. It's like, I look at it sometimes and I go, what kind of weird world are we in if I'm talking about this information now? So let's talk about this. The management team winding down. No, I talked about that. I talked about that already. Here's what I wanted to talk about. Let's talk about this. A San Francisco woman faces 3 years in prison after a jury convicted her of stealing more than $60,000 from a Target store during the height of the pandemic. From October 2020 till November 2021, a 43-year-old Arisa Graves repeatedly used self-checkout to avoid paying for her whole order. While she would scan all the items, she would then only pull out a single bill or even just a few coins into the machine before quickly walking off. And it gets worse. She then sold the stolen items and had the UN Plaza downtown San Francisco. Graves will be sentenced on May the 24th. So think about that. Stole $60,000 worth of shit to then in return to be like, oh yeah, oops. I mean, that's a pretty big oops. I'm just saying. So what do you think here? So there you go. Take a listen to this one. Plans to travel to the UK this summer? Be sure to check poop levels before going to the local beach. Yeah, I said that. Over the past few years, poopy beaches in England have become more of an issue for both residents and tourists as raw sewage is being pumped into the rivers and onto the beach in excess. This includes smelly waste, toilet paper, and sanitary products. Not to mention the rotting carcasses of fish that are being killed by the spillage. The shitty situation has gotten so bad that local software developer James Richardson created a site to track the sewage that spills across and how long the spill affects the waterway. This is not a joke. I would love to tell you that I'm joking as I'm talking about this, but I am not. This is not a joke whatsoever in regards to the information. It is just information that it's like, wow. So here's, if you go to the website, and what's the website called? Topofthepoops.org. Topofthepoops.org. At least 582,000 sewage spills into the waterway in 2023, lasting 4,693,170 hours. That's 543.19 years. I mean, there's all kinds of shit on this website. And I'm not joking as I use the word shit, just so you know. So there you go. 33 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Free Form Friday. So why don't we do that form that is free right now?
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will stand alone if the US halts arms shipments. It follows an American warning that some weapons supplies could be stopped if Israel launches a full-scale invasion of Rafah in Gaza. The United Nations warns food and fuel are already running out for the more than 1 million sheltering in the city. The UK's opposition Labour Party says it would use counter-terror powers to disrupt people smuggling gangs facilitating small boat crossings. Labour leader Keir Starmer says it would be paid for by scrapping the government's Rwanda migration scheme. He's setting out plans to reduce illegal migration to the UK if he wins the next election. But migration expert Zoe Gardner believes it won't work.
There's always going to be another smuggler as long as there's a refugee and a closed border. So what is the solution that Keir Starmer's Labour is going to offer to those refugees?
Adult film star Stormy Daniels has defended her claims of sleeping with Donald Trump, testifying at his trial in New York. The former president denies the affair and has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records. Daniels was on the witness stand for around 7 hours. Sally Patterson reports from the courthouse in Manhattan.
What we saw from Stormy Daniels just before her testimony came to an end was an opportunity by the prosecution to once again question her. And that was really designed to pick up some of those threads after a quite aggressive cross-examination from the defence. Now, what the prosecution asked Daniels was really about this idea that she had made money and made publicity for herself out of this alleged affair with Donald Trump, because the defence had gone quite hard at this idea that Daniels had only really talked about this story in order to make money and make a name for herself out of this story about having sexual relations with Trump himself.
India's confirmed all security troops stationed in the Maldives have left and been replaced by civilian personnel. The new Maldives government that came to power on a pro-China stance last year had asked India to repatriate troops by the end of the week. The move comes as the Maldives foreign minister held talks with his Indian counterpart in New Delhi. Priyata Brajabasi reports.
In a veiled reference to Maldives' pro-China policy shift, India's Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar told his Maldivian counterpart that the development of bilateral ties is based on mutual interests and reciprocal sensitivity. Dr. Jaishankar and Muda Zamir met in New Delhi on Thursday, after which India confirmed all military personnel stationed in Maldives to operate two helicopters and a Dornier aircraft have left the island nation. Experts say Zamir's visit was an indication that Maldives wants to mend ties with India. Bilateral relations soured after President Mizu came to power promising to scale back ties with traditional ally India.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, an on-scene report from a frontline NATO state that is conducting military exercises with the US and other allies this week to prepare for any possible Russian aggression. The exercises are taking place in Poland amid growing fears about Vladimir Putin's long-term territorial aspirations. Last week, French President Emmanuel Macron warned that Europe is facing a possible mortal threat from Russia. Reporter Bronwyn Weatherby with the UK's LBC has spent the week with British troops joining the exercises near the Polish village of Drasko-Primorsky.
Sometimes in dense woodland, they'll be using guns, warrior vehicles, Challenger 2 tanks, army dogs and UAS system drones to test their mettle, as those will be Europe's first line of defence should a NATO ally be invaded. Lieutenant Colonel Ed Wilcox, commander of the 1st Battalion Royal Welsh, told me what's already been achieved is hugely significant.
Our current boss, the Chief of the General Staff, fired the starting gun on something he called Op Mobilise, which was really a renewed level of ambition for readiness. And I think in managing to put a brigade combat team in the field in Eastern Europe, that's not something many peer nations can actually manage.
The exercises are designed to send a signal to the Kremlin, but come even as some European lawmakers are expressing concern about NATO's state of readiness to deal with any attempt by Russia to attack a member state. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will stand alone if the US halts more arms shipments. The UK's opposition Labour says it would use counter-terror powers to disrupt people smuggling gangs facilitating small boat crossings. Adult star Stormy Daniels has defended claims of sleeping with Donald Trump at his trial in New York. And India's confirmed all its security troops stationed in the Maldives have left. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safety FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. coastalclaim.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
More hits to help you work, because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, like, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Are 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Freeform Friday. The form is always free, the Friday not so much. Anyways, you have anything good and exciting going on this weekend? If you're in Orlando and, you know, not too far from the Daytona area, Rockville going on this weekend. Yeah, Rockville at the Daytona Motor Speedway. Just so you know, this is still the Rated R Safety Show, just in case if you forgot. This right here that you're taking a listen to, this is Lost Touch. This is Joshua. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. And it does not mean that it is my preferred method, any of the three, in regards to how I say them. So there you go. Fun times going down.
But damn, I think it's time we lost touch. I think it's time we lost touch.
Yeah, I think it's time that we lost touch. Think about it in that fashion. So good time-o. Good time-o. So let's get in. Thanks to Joshua for letting us play this here, the lost touch stuff. So let's get into this. Let's talk about some things that are going on inside of our world, because it's always a good time, to talk about stuff. And if anything, if you learn anything today, learn this. Learn about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, all kinds of information, anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. That's TWLOHA.com. I'm telling you, they have all kinds of information that's there, readily available. And listen, it might not be something that you need, but it could be something that someone else needs that you can help them with. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on her arms. I'll tell you, I am constantly hanging out on that website. I'm constantly taking a look around to see what exactly they have going on. So just in case. TWLOHA.com. True right love on her arms. So there you go. Let's get into some other information on some things that are going on inside of this world, because it's always an interesting time when we get to talk and do a little bit of everything. So, should we call some Dr. AI? Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Dr. AI, if you're thinking that one benefit of the rise of AI is that you might have a better access to medical advice, think again. A Washington State University study has found that visiting a doctor is still your best bet when it comes to diagnosing and treating cardiovascular disease. Or issues, better saying. Researchers evaluated the ChatGPT-4's ability to assess the risk of heart attack among simulated patients experiencing chest pain. It turns out that the ability AI provided is inconsistent conclusions and failed to use approved methods to access a patient's cardiac risk. In short, AI may be able to pass medical exams, but it can't replace your cardiologist yet. The researchers believe that the results could hold true in other afflictions as well. But on the other hand, it's a lot easier to get an appointment with Dr. AI. He's generally on time. And oh, well, back to Dr. Google then. So there you go. I mean, are you really going to AI to figure out what your ailments are? Because that's probably going to be an issue. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. I know that trying to get into a doctor's office is not the easiest thing. I tried to book an appointment a few days ago. I think they told me they were 3 weeks out. 3 weeks out in regards to being able to get in. And it's like, okay, I'm glad this is not a serious condition because, you know, who the hell knows? Who the hell knows what would happen? So there you go. Some weird stuff always going on right there. Anyways, take a listen to this. Yes, it's true. Everyone loves to receive a compliment, but which is the best one to give? It turns out that we love hearing that our home is clean when guests come over. Really? I don't want people judging me. And what's more, according to a poll, 43% of us agree. One of the most home compliment, one of the best home compliments is that when the home smells good. Yeah, you don't want to go over to somebody's house and it smells like fish. That's no shit there. The one poll survey of 2,000 adults in the U.S. looked at the home fragrances play a role of cleaning routines. 55% of respondents said that the way that the home smells is even more important than how it looks. Other favorite home-related compliments included the place has a good vibe, 37%, and then it looks clean, 52%. The poll also found that the most common signs that your home needs a good cleaning are when there is visible dust, that's 57%, and then it starts to feel unclean, 48%. And 46% said that they feel the need to clean when their home doesn't smell fresh. We have teenage boys, and our home never smells fresh. I mean, I'm just saying. And a little advice from experience is that when telling someone that their home smells good, never say it with the surprise tone on your voice. Man, your home smells good. You know, the worst thing is to go over to somebody's house and it smells straight like fish, and you think you're going to vomit. I mean, I'm just saying, not picking here. And if the person's listening, well, you know, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. I mean, things happen. I mean, I get it. But yeah, fish smell inside of somebody's house is like, what the hell are you cooking in here? I mean, and it's definitely not what The Rock is cooking. That's for sure. So anyways, with that being said, I think it's time to do this. Let's go ahead and get some John Smalls inside of our life and let him tell us a little bit about what the hell is going on with the world of motivation. So let's get into the Motivation Minute right now.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Christy. Rob Kaling said, "The last 10% it takes to launch something takes as much energy as the first 90%. Oh boy, you could stitch this on a pillow for me. I absolutely love the challenge of a new project. I am what some would call a big idea guy. I love the broad strokes of planning, but then the pesky details start to pop up and they're my least favorite thing. I find pleasure in the new, and I find pain in the old and boring and monotonous details that are needed towards the end of any project. My wife is really good at poking me and prodding me into finishing whatever project I'm hung up on, but it's still my least favorite part of anything." but it still has to be done. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. God has given every believer the gift of abundant life. That is, the potential for abundant life. But it's up to us to exercise the spiritual disciplines that will make it a reality in our life. For me, that means practicing the rhythm of life, that delicate balance between work, rest, worship, and play. Let me ignore the rhythm God has woven into the very fabric of creation, and my life soon loses its spiritual and emotional vitality. Isaiah 40 says, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." Lord Jesus, deliver us from our frantic busyness and teach us to live in rhythm with you. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out doing our thing. Should we talk about movies? Do we have time to talk about movies? I'm not 100% sure. So I'll just give you the titles. New movies coming out today. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, PG-13. Not Another Church Movie, rated R, that comes out today. The Image of You, rated R, mystery thriller. The Last Stop in Yuma County, mystery drama, rated R as well. So those movies come out today. If you're on the lookout for them, just for information purposes. I mean, what else would I be telling you besides anything related to information purposes? That is for sure. If you're looking at if you're looking at some things that happened back on this date, let's take a look around. 1994, Nelson Mandela is sworn in as South Africa's first black president. I have to tell you, yesterday I had a conniption. I was hanging out with some people, and they had a shirt that said 30-year anniversary for their company. Their company built back in 1994. I was like, how is that 30 years? But yeah, 30 years. 1994. So there you go. Also, if you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's take a look at some of those. Zach Roloff turns 34. Lindsay Shaw, 35. McBride, 46. Kenan Thompson, 46. Bono turns 64. Paige O'Hara turns 68. Mark David Chapman, 69. And that's about it. That's what we got going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, there's quite a few. Let's go through it. National Shrimp Day, Mother Ocean Day, National Military Spouse Appreciation Day, International Day of Argania, National Small Business Day, National Clean Your Room Day, National Provider Appreciation Day, Child Care Provider Day, National Golf Lovers Day, World Lupus Day, National Public Gardens Day, Stay Up All Night Day, Stay Up All Night Night. Okay, Stay Up All Night Night. Night Night. And One Day Without Shoes. That sounds like a rough one. I mean, you can't really do much without shoes in most places unless you're hanging out at the beach. Just saying. So there you go. If you need a rando for today, if you need a random joke, here you go. If at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way mom told you to do it in the beginning. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Pulling on the heartstrings of time. What is the biggest sacrifice your mom made for you? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. When asked, what is the hardest part about being a mummy? 14% of kids said this. What is it? Taking care of dad. Taking care of dad is the answer. So there you go. So that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. We will have Sheldon Primus hanging out on this lovely world. Also, if you don't remember, September the 10th through the 12th, Conklin Conference going on in Santa Fe, New Mexico. SafetyFM.io for more information. So Conklin Conference number 3. Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there. I'll be there hosting. We have a whole slew of people hanging out with us. Would love to see you there. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Top of the hour, RadioBig.fm. Would love to have you come and hang out if you want to listen to the world of entertainment and what's going on in the world of music. So there you go. We can't leave you with a deep thought for today. We'd love to leave you with this. Life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with a mother. Enjoy your Mother's Day, if that's kind of your gig for this weekend. You know, figure it out. There you go. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.